You're gonna record this?
We're gonna do our best here.
Okay, and so we're gonna do that, then we're gonna do another activity until 2.
3.
Oops, sorry, until 3. And then we're going to do chart work.
What do you want
meditation? No, we're gonna do a what do you want meditation and then chart work. Sound good? Everybody raise your hand if they heard that.
Francine, do you need me to make you the host?
Cookie. No.
I don't think so. As long as I can share it, let me just, you need to allow me to be able to share, but I don't think I need to be the host.
I think it's going to be easier if I just make you the host.
Okay.
Oh God. I don't want to do that. Can you share now?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go.
Francine, I think you need to share with your computer sound and optimize it. So I think you have to stop sharing and then reshare and click those two buttons at the bottom.
Okay, so this is stop share.
When you hit share, then just there are two tiny check boxes. You have to check them both.
Okay. Yep.
You're going to just, I'm going to walk you through how it works. Tomorrow we'll actually do it live. Okay. But I want you to really get a sort of an idea of it today. So you're not just learning it tomorrow and doing it. Okay.
No, not good, Francine.
And I lost everybody. I can't.
No, you need to just keep it. If you hit play and just keep it or your screen the way it is right now, because we were starting to see your whole screen.
So what can you see now? If I play it, because I can't see any of you now, so I don't know what happened.
We see you, Francine, so it's okay. We're probably okay. Just behind.
Just so, play.
All right. So
share screen and then just choose only the video, not your desktop.
Right, that's what I did. So
okay, try again.
And then hit the two little buttons.
Yep, that's done.
Okay, hit play and then
I reread my little sheet on addiction release, like what addictions are. And this is some pretty good stuff. I'm always amazed. I'm like, wow, who wrote that? To summarize, what happens is that your energy field is one massive need. Okay, it is everything, not one massive need, it's 12 needs. 12 needs for you to be who you are. And it is calling to you and calling you to everything that's surrounding you, which is constantly surrounding you, to acknowledge that everything in my life is exactly what's supposed to be there and is my life purpose. And when I embrace that and let that in and fully feel that, I live my life purpose. I live with the entire energy charge. When you put, and I mentioned on that other chart over there, the defense. The defense is the creation of your vows. It is when you make a vow in a chakra, you say, I can't let in what I know I need because it's too painful for it to be rejected. If I were to say, okay, I need this, and someone says no, it would be too painful. Or when I express myself out through that same chakra, and I say, this is who I am, and someone says, no, you're not, sit down, shut up, or whatever it is that they did, or maybe they hit you, or maybe they abused you, or whatever it was, you put a vow in there, and then you created a false self. Now, the false self still has needs. The problem is that they are what are known as secondary pleasures. The primary pleasure of life is filling your soul's needs. Filling any need in a chakra is a primary pleasure. Every one of your 12 chakras have primary pleasures. The pleasure of being you is your primary pleasure. You can never have pleasure, that's why we read Codependent No More, you can never have pleasure being someone else. Ever. You've all tried. We all try. We try to want what another person wants. We try to do for another person. It never, ever, ever works. Only when you fill your needs can you find your soul? Can you find your life purpose? Can you live in spirit? When you have vows, you create the false self. The false self continues to have the need. So picture that I've got a whole bunch of vows in this chakra right here, in my third chakra. I can't accept people's, I stop being able to accept compliments. No? Oh, no, no, I really, it was nothing. I was really, really, I mean, it was nothing. It was nothing at all. You know, stop being able to accept compliments, and you stop really presenting this amazing, unique person that you are. Your need to accept compliments and your need to express this powerful, unique person never, ever, 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 ever goes away. Did I say ever? Never goes away. It is a dull, thumping, driving, I need this, I don't even know what it is. And you know why you don't know what it is? Because you don't have the consciousness in that chakra anymore, because it's filled with a vow, to even figure out what it is. It's just this pull. It's this thing. I need something. And so your brain takes over. All vows get processed through the brain, because the brain was ultimately the one that said, yeah, that's for sure. I definitely don't want to do that. And so the brain is the problem, as Einstein said, and then we try to let the brain solve the problem. And so what the brain says is, hey, it kind of feels like this. You know, I'm kind of blind about this. It kind of feels like this. So I'll replace that need for being acknowledged and expressing this core quality within myself. I'll exchange that for workaholic, for being perfect, for pretending I'm a loser. I just don't have it. Doing something that really gives you, and amazingly, being a loser can be an amazing addiction, because then you get, you know, then you do get people acknowledging you. You do create this false but unique quality of only the way you whine. But it's a secondary pleasure, and secondary pleasures will never, ever, ever fill you. Did I say ever?
I think whining is an art form.
But some people have it in the, well, usually it's in the second chakra. Some people have the whiner archetype. Okay? It's okay. If you have the whiner archetype, we will bow down to your whining. But it, usually if someone has the whiner archetype, it's more the whistleblower. It's more the person. It's a quality that's needed. Someone needs to be able to say, you know, that really hurts. That really is hard. You know, it's a deeper quality. It isn't just whining about the fact that I can't live my life purpose. So it's really important. All addictions are very, very simple. You need to find the core need that is not being met, and you need to fulfill that core need. You do not have to go to therapy. You do not have to do that. You have to say, what is it about me that I'm so terrified of facing that I need this secondary drug, person, event, workaholicness, attitude, whatever it is, to somehow fill that empty void? Because we feel the empty void of not getting our needs met. And that's why we have secondary pleasures. All right, so in this healing, and this healing is absolutely fantastic. Kick ass. Do this healing 3 or 4 times with somebody. You can usually heal them of massive, you know, smoking, addiction, any type of food addictions. You do this. This is a incredibly powerful healing. If you can bring the juice up and do this healing, which is a very powerful light and vibration healing, where you're sending both right down to the system. You're literally going to rebuild this person from the cells, from the bones out. All right, and you're going to give them a new life. But the key with this healing is, if they say, well, I'd love to get rid of this addiction, you have to say, prove it. Tell me what you're going to lose. Tell me all the things that we've done in class here where I say, what do you lose when you act that way? What happens? What's going to happen in your life? How bad is it for you? How bad do you want it? And like, well, you know, I'd really like to get rid of it. Say, I can't do that healing on you. Let's just do a chakra balance. You do not want to waste your time on someone who is not absolutely sure they want to get rid of a healing, get rid of an addiction. Now, what's your favorite addiction? The favorite of all the addictions is the defense. Because it's all the addictions wrapped up in one. It's not your soul. Your soul's not addicted to anything other than living this moment and finding that everything you'll ever need is right here. That's what it's addicted to. That's not an addiction. That's called life. The personality, the defense, is always wondering, is this good enough? Is this so what I wanted? Didn't I want more? Shouldn't I have been paid more? Shouldn't they have respected me more? Shouldn't I, blah, 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 blah. There's always this battle with the world. And all those addictions try to fill that void, that sort of like emptiness that you feel whenever you're in your defense. So tomorrow morning, we're going to fill out this sheet, or I want you tonight, I want you to fill out this sheet when you come in the morning. And we're going to be working with this tomorrow, and this is going to have on the first line is, my name is, and I think you all should get that one right. And then, in defense, I am. Now, if you're a charismatic leader, I don't want to hear enforcer. Unless you're actually a crazy enforcer that comes out constantly all over people. Okay? Or a seductive enforcer, whatever you do. If that's what you do, fine. But usually, your defense is often not your profile. Not your core profile. It's something you do. It's a behavior that you do. It's how I team play from this. It's how I play small. I don't talk. What's that quality? And I'd like it to be one of the profiles, but I want you to notice that when you really are pretending, when you're really blocking your core, it's often that you're playing some other defense, some other profile. Okay, it's not always the case. If you're a thinker, and you can say, when I'm in defense, I am not in my body, I'm in thinker defense. It may be that, but don't just assume that that's what it is. All right, we are going to then, and then you say what your core profile is. We are going to then also, I want you to go back, and you've done this worksheet before. I want you to go back and make sure that you know what your core quality is. If you haven't picked it out, you can't see it in your archetypes, you should have seen it in your archetype somewhere there as well, which is that primary one I've been my whole life. Okay? The golden boy, this enthusiastic, playful, want-to-know-it-all person in me. You know, that's what is my core. Okay, you need to find that because we got to get you to fight for it. This healing is what you, and that's as a healer, you got to start learning how to get people to see their core. You need to start recognizing it because you got to practice on you, recognizing that every one of those archetypes within you is a core and there's two or three that are the big ones. You need to start seeing those in people, and when you're trying to get them out of lousy addictions, and the primary addiction is being in the defense, the whole objective is to get them to give up that addiction to being someone that they are not. And you're going to have to ask them to fight for it. Not, I think you ought to think about this, and it's really, if you don't want to work on this, and this is a tough one because we're talking about money and healing work. It's like, a lot of people just want to come in and get the buff and turf. You all know what the buff and turf is, right?
The fluff and buff.
It's like the buff and turf is, your field is so good. You're on your way. I'll see you next week. Okay, and that's really cute, but you're not doing them much of a service. Now they're going to have an addiction to healing work because it also doesn't ever make them face anything in their life. So it's important that when you're a healer, you've got to at some point decide, what's my real role here? And you can very nicely ask someone to see their core, but if you've asked them to see their core for 3 or 4 years and they're still like, no, I still want you to see this part of me, you're not doing them any service. Somebody else will get through to them. Okay? So this is about, what we're going to be doing tomorrow is you're going to find that thing and you're going to fight for it tomorrow. We're going to show you how to fight for you. This healing is where you're going to do it for them energetically. If they want to go and they don't know how to bring the big energy up, you're going to bring the energy up in a way that their body will literally, like 1,000 volts, shock it out of their system. Okay, that's what this healing is about. And you're sending the energy in through the sixth chakra and you're changing that. So, yes.
One of my defenses is going unconscious. Mm-hmm. I'm stuck on this, my core profile is not a name of a profile that you in your list. right?
Yeah, I don't, well, I don't see you go unconscious, because that would mean that you would be, you're a charismatic leader, you go into team player. But
no, I mean, I asked the question because I heard it and then I didn't get it.
So, oh.
That was the unconscious part.
So, oh, you went, oh, while I was talking about it, you were like, yeah, that's totally fine. That's just called la, 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 la. I can't listen to that totally. Yeah, so, yeah, it's going to be something, you're not going to leave your body. No thinker there. All right, yeah, so you get that. So it's a strong, yes, the answer on that is your defense is the thing you do that every day, multiple times a day, you use it over and over and over. You present this lie. You present this person that cannot get to this core power and lives in that. And you are literally going to have to go to battle. You have to be a warrior that says, that dies. That dies, or I'm going to slowly die, because I cannot live without this. I need this to live. This is my life. Okay, I can't continue to live in this much life when I've got this much life. Okay, all right. And so when people come in for addictions, you want to know what they're willing. What is it? How bad do they want it? Okay. Any questions so far? What we're doing here? I'm going to walk you through right now the healing. I want you to get with your partner, and I just want you to just very quickly do the chakra balance, and then and you're going to come up to chakras six and seven, and you're just going to, the whole healing is done holding six and seven. All right, so just do just 10 seconds, 15 seconds, just get up to the top of the body, just put your hands on their body. We're not actually doing this healing right now, we're walking through it. All right, because we're short on time, what I
okay, so the next part of this healing is Reese talking about it, but there's no video associated with it. So it's really just an audio. So you're going to listen to it, but there's no video associated with it. Except someone needs to let me be able to share my screen.
Are you the host now? You're all set.
Addiction they would like to let go of. So we're gonna get one here, folks. So what are they willing to let go of? You're not gonna have time to really go into the questioning of how bad do you really want to let go of it? How long have you had it? What does it cost you? All that stuff. You're not gonna do that right now. Just ask them. Just get a focus point. What kind of addiction do they go into that they would like to release? Ask that first.
Can be a person, right?
Can be a person, anything you're addicted to. You can pick anything. If you want to do chocolate or you want to do, you know, something like that, that's fine. Ideally, we're going to be working on your profile, you know, on your defense. But you can pick anything you want for right now. Once you have that, then you're going to begin your a very quick, for right now, because we're just walking through this, very quick chakra balance, just blop, 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 all the way up. Like, you got 30 more seconds to finish that. No clothes. So you're coming all the way up to six and seven, and you're not closing. as a healer, when they tell you what their addiction is, you got to really make sure that it's not one of yours. If it is, you're going to have to watch yourself the entire healing. You cannot be enabling them and going in with them and trying to heal your own. You stand back and you separate from your addiction and hold space for them. You're sending energy for them. You're not going to heal your own addiction on this one. This is going to be something you got to totally be pure energy on this. Okay? And if you find you're going into your own addiction as you're talking with them about this, step back from the table, start over again. Get yourself totally focused on just helping them. Okay, so you begin by putting the thumbs over the third eye, hands over the cranium. Do not put fingertips over the fingers over their ears, just around the head. All right, I'll move.
I can't see you.
Right, that's fine. You're beginning with a brain balance, so just moving the energy back and forth between the two hemispheres. Remember that it's the sixth chakra that gets a hold of addictions. It's the sixth chakra that really manages all of your vows. So we need to clear that sixth chakra. We need to bring that back into balance. The cravings tend to be right hemisphere. We're trying to reconnect that with the left hemisphere, the feelings, the sense of self, the middle brain. What you'll be doing with them at this point is you're going to start talking them through. You're going to be talking about their triggers. So before the healing, while the intake process is what's your addiction and what triggers it? How often does it happen? What makes it happen? When you get stressed, do you eat? When you have this happen, do you explode at people? When this goes on, what are your triggers? You will be, at this point, repeating those triggers to them and bringing them into state. They have to be in that craving before you start this healing. Okay, so they're craving to help people. If they're a team player, it's like, I always team play. I totally team play. You say, look at your family. Look at how much they need you. Look at how wonderful it is when you help them, how important it is for you to help them. And you bring them into that place where they can justify that addiction. They have to be in state. They have to want it. They have to want to crave being that. It's really important that they go to that place first. You can't let go of it until you acknowledge it fully. Okay? So we're going to move on. You'll be doing that tomorrow because you will have a list of things that you will have already picked up that you will talk them through that you know brings them into that state. If it's chocolate, it's just like picture it, taste it, feel it, soft. Oh, it's melting on your tongue. You know, just, you know, whatever. You're bringing them in. You're bringing them into that, and that's you need to get them fully in state. If they can't get in state, if you say, "How you doing?" they're like, "Yeah, I'm good with it." You just go on and do a different healing. Take time and see and honor the many layers of this issue, physical need, emotional need, spiritual need. So you're, as a healer, you're starting to recognize and feel in their body how this addiction affects their whole system. It may be one chakra primarily, but it really affects their entire system. And then you're going to bring up, so now you get them in state, now you bring up the negatives. What's it costing you? How small do you play in your life? How well do you control your energy, your weight, your focus, your, you know, whatever it is. Maybe you don't sleep enough, maybe you overwork. Whatever it is, what's that costing you? You're going to be going through that. And it's very important that you've already discussed this beforehand, and so you're going to be using their words as much as possible. You don't want to project your own judgments around it, because if they feel judged for it, they will then pull back. Use their energy. They want to get rid of this. They've already told you they do, and you've written down all those things, or you've memorized those. This is also the time, each time, notice whether you're being triggered by the same addiction and pulled into the same addictive pattern. The healer must be able to fully step out of the craving. Once you're free, place your hands a few inches above the third eye. So we're going to be sending. Now, and I want you to notice, this is how we end every healing. This is what you're actually doing. Okay? You're breaking the addiction to the old patterns. You've been doing this since the first time I taught you a healing. So now you're going to take both hands, you're going to place it over the third eye. Where are we here? And you're going to begin with as full a charge as you can muster. So you can do this right now, even if though we're not bringing them fully into state. You can totally do this with them. It's a great body wash. You're sending and you're alternating the third eye indigo with second chakra orange. Sending, receiving, sending, receiving. Send it all the way through their body, all the way back. Purple and orange, oscillating, sending the maximum energy you can send. You will want to move your body when you do this, and you're going to want to breathe. You're going to want to send energy and bring the energy up as much as you can. As you're doing this, you're going to continue to send that energy, constantly sending, oscillating between the purple and the orange. And you're going to restructure their entire system from the bones to the skin. Sending a new version, a new vision of the system that runs on primarily pleasure of living down the spine and through every bone, nervous system, veins, lymphatic system, organs, muscles, skin, every cell of the body. So the first is the energetic intention to be their core. Just send that through their whole body. Send the impulse through their body. And then build a skeleton that totally wants that. Totally vibrates with that rhythm, that music of that core quality is the only thing that tuning fork, which is what bones are, vibrates to. And then build a nervous system. Begin with the brain at the top of the nervous system is the brain, and then send those tendrils of the nervous system, the infinite number, see them literally covering the whole body, creating space for all of the other organs to be built, going all the way through the entire body, all the way down to the feet. And then go to the organs, all of the internal organs, and then go to the heart. And then send all the veins out through all of the body, all the way up surrounding the brain. All the way down, every finger, every toe, everything. Picture how those veins are creating this body. And then the lymphatic system. And so now you have this beautiful structure, and what you need is power. So now add all the muscles. The body starts forming in a very solid, structured way. The origin and insertions of each muscle, of each bone, around each bone. And then as you're sending, begin to form all the skin, their facial features, ears. And as you then are finished and they're laying on the table and they're rebuilt, literally continue to send and feel how you're now sending and you're connected to every cell in their body. So every time you breathe in and breathe out and send that energy down, you can feel every cell in their body literally breathing with you. Once you're moving along and you've gotten this far, you'll be asking them, how are they feeling about the craving? Very often they'll just be like, oh man, as you start sending energy like this, they're going to move into an altered state, and they will not, in that primary altered state, they're not going to have it. But allow them to let it go. It may take them time. You keep sending until they say they're fine, or they no longer are feeling it. Once they no longer feel the craving, go back and hold the head with an open 6th and 7th chakra. So you're going to go thumbs over the third eye. Go back to the hand position, thumbs over the third eye. Hands over the cranium. And then ask them what they're feeling. Ask them what feeling they are experiencing once the addiction subsides. The feeling will reveal the core need in some way. So you'll get, so they'll, they, at the end of this healing, they'll actually tell you their body will have this experience that is what they've always desired that that addiction covers. Then you're going to sweep the field, all seven colors from feet to head. Yes. Yeah, just. They've got a huge charge, and you're just making sure the whole field, now you've rebuilt their whole body, and we want to make sure the field is there's nothing left over from the old structures, the old patterns in the field. Sweeping's always good if you have time to do a little sweep. Generally, you only sweep when you've done major work on the body, though. If you've done a chakra balance, you don't need to sweep. Okay, so basically, once you're done, these healings, this addiction healing lasts about 2 weeks. You don't want to let them go more than 2 weeks. If you're going to do, if you're really working with somebody, you should plan on doing 3 to 4 of these. You can, I mean, I've had people be done with something in 2 sessions, but they have to be highly motivated and personally disciplined. So, but if you remind them that we need to get together before 2 weeks from now, and we're going to do this again, and then same thing after the next one, and see how they're doing. And you know, and then you have to ask them, how's it going? What happens when that craving comes up? What goes on? Of course, tapping is a great way to support them in between, but you can give them activities that they can do to support themselves in breaking that. But this healing alone shifts their desire. They start replacing the secondary need with the primary need. You help them find that. Okay? And you are you don't actually need to close this one, but you go ahead. Everybody do a close. I don't have a close on there just because when you do some of these higher level healings, you don't need to close. You're just sweeping the field and they're cooking. Just keep in mind that the message when they come off the table is that. Their number one thing they want to be is themselves. And their behaviors, the things they're drawn to, you need to link up that what their addiction is after is something powerful within them. You cannot get rid of an addiction by wanting to get rid of the addiction. Doesn't work that way. It's like you can't get rid of war by going to war. It becomes the focus of your energy. When you're doing healing work, and this is sort of the culmination of what we're teaching you, when you're doing healing work, you're reminding them that they're not after getting rid of anything, they're after living in their core. When they live in their core, all the problems melt. Okay. When someone has a massive remission in a cancer remission or some sort of the miracle healings, they touched their soul. They remembered for just 1 second what it's like to be their essence, which is pure energy, and everything else falls away. It is very difficult to do that because we spend so much time working this fantastic brain and mind we have into holding so rigidly to life. So we break it down little bit by little bit, but when they walk away from the table, when they walk away from your session, they want to know, this is what I love about me. That's what you're after. If you're doing that, that's the always bringing them back to that, no matter what other healings you're doing, whatever focuses they have, bring them back to that energy. In this healing, at the end of that energy, when they're in that state, say, what are you feeling right now? They'll say, oh, it's a really strange thing. I'm feeling this. That's what they wanted. That's the state they were after. Okay?
Does anxiety come up sometimes as they resist letting it go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why. That's what I was saying. You keep sending until they're like, okay, yeah, it's good. And if anxiety comes up, have them open their eyes, have them breathe, you know, because they're going into the addiction,
yeah.
which is the vision of it. There's actually nothing here, and you can say, look, it's not here. Nothing's going on. I want you to breathe. I want you to feel right now how that anxiety, that's part of why you have to let go of this. Are you really ready to let go of it now? Would you know, that's what you're trying to, that is what you're letting go of right now. So just let yourself go, let yourself fall into this healing and feel the energy flowing through you in a brand new way. So you're reminding them, this is perfect. Now it's really up. So you go back a step. Remember, the first step is getting them in the addictive state. So even though they're supposed to be coming down from it, they might be charging up more, totally fine. You just keep pressing that energy. As you press more and more energy in through the sixth chakra, it's going to confuse them energetically. It's going to bring that. It's going to start balancing the body. And when you start rebuilding at every level, all the way through, they're going to relax. They're going to come down. They're going to come back down to the table. It's also, you've got to make sure, you know, if someone's like, yeah, I'd like to do this. Why don't you, let's see if we can get rid of this. You know, if you've got a person that's not bought in, and they're really invested in their defense, and really invested in their addiction, because it pays a lot of dividends. I get to be irresponsible. You know, I'm an alcoholic, and that means that I can, you know, it's just like, it's the way I cool down after the end of my day, and I totally believe that that's safe and fine. At that point, you're going to say, okay, let's just finish and just finish out the healing, and just say, we're going to do another healing, you know, right now. That one, you can really feel how you're not quite ready to let that go yet. And they might say, no, I really want to do it. But you're like, we can work on that in a lot of different ways. This one's about, are they ready to go? Yeah.
Should we follow up with our classmate for the next 2 weeks?
Yeah. Whoever you do tomorrow as a healer is going to be your check-in buddy. Yes, definitely. And if you can, well, if they, yeah, absolutely. Or get one of these from some other classmate if you're not around that classmate. But yeah, if you really want to be kicking ass on this, try to get within 2 weeks of Sunday to get another one, and do this for 2 or 3 weeks and see how that settles. All right, we need to. I want to get the other people doing it too. What?
Can you do this long distance?
You can do this long distance. Yeah, it's not quite as good, but it works. Yes. All right. Let's switch. I want the other people to just walk through the process too.
So.
Introduce this.
Questions? Is everybody still there?
Yeah, we did have one question about doing it long distance.
Yeah.
And I know Reese, said yes in the end, but Debbie, I think you were the one that asked it. It's more effective, I think, if you're in person. And Amy, you're on. So you've done this, I think, more times. You're kind of our expert here, right?
Well, I wouldn't say an expert, because the dialogue healings for me, I always find are challenging, but they're really powerful. And it's just something I need to work through. But I have done it, and it has been very effective. But I did it in person. And I think, like Reese said, you know, we're asking them to go deep into their addiction and to have that thing right there with them alone in the room, and we're on the phone or video call, and, you know, that's, you know, a lot of space for them to be holding for themselves, even though we're there holding it with them too. But also with the dialogue, you'd have to stay on the phone or the video to walk them through the whole process. So if you feel comfortable with that, you know, it's, and of course you guys are doing that now, so it's a good chance to practice that if you want to. I think I saw some of you said you were wanting to practice it, so yeah. But yeah, it's really
say,
powerful.
Yeah, I think the first time I would do this is I would do it with someone else. It does have some real aspects of the regression healing a little bit, you know, and when Reese talks about it, and he will spend a little time talking about it tomorrow, I think this was hard to not have someone watching you do it, but I mean, to be able to see it visually, but you do want the person to be in state. You want them to want that cigarette or want that, you know, thing right then. That's what Reese was talking about. You want them to want that so that you can sort of shift it. And I think it's hard. And I think that for many people, one of the reasons I think we stopped teaching it in the school is that was people sort of weren't prepared to do that. And for a lot of times, people aren't really ready to let go of their addiction. And some people will say, I want to let go of my addiction, but you have to sort of like, they have to really, really want to let go of that addiction. And for me as a therapist, I'll just say this from a therapist's point of view, like I would never do this without doing some motivational interviewing before, like sort of do people want to, how is addiction protecting them? Is it a way of escaping? For most people, it is. Are they ready to let go of that? What are they escaping from? And are there other ways, you know, to sort of dig deeper into that? And so, I think that that's the piece of why they stopped teaching this is because you have to get people to really be at a place to be open and willing to let go of something. And sometimes addictions are there for a reason. And, you know, not every addiction is bad and not everyone is ready to let go of an addiction at some point. And you can be addicted, I mean, to a person, you know, or to a feeling or to codependency. And it's not just about that person. It's about codependency. It's not just letting go of your son. It's about letting go of codependency as the addiction, not just your, so it just can get complicated around addiction, which is why I think that you're the first class, honestly, in years that has actually really wanted to learn this. And we're, but it isn't something we've taught in many, many years in the school. But I think that if you wanted to learn this and you feel like you're working with people with an addiction, this is the kind of thing that I think you could ask Reese if he would do this, or maybe even like if there was a group of you or like a private session with him, he might charge something, he might not. I don't know how often he gets asked that, but we could also ask him to really go through it and do a different teaching that's a Zoom teaching for it. This one that we had, it was just one that they had in the archives. It wasn't one that was specifically made for teaching you guys. Because we just kept hoping we were going to be, this was going to be live and he was going to be able to, you know, do this. So.
Amy, I have a couple of questions here in the chat. Kate asked, if you're doing this with a person that has alcohol or drugs, do you have if the addiction is with alcohol or drugs, do you actually have the alcohol or drugs physically with you and them during the healing?
Well, from what I understand, yes, that would be a great question for Reese tomorrow.
Sorry. Let me clarify. I wasn't asking that. I was asking if Amy has ever done that specifically. Yeah, I was just curious.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So we had actually, and the only reason I felt comfortable is because it was a Reese Thomas Institute grad. She reached out to me a few years after they graduated and she was having an addiction problem with drinking. So I agreed only because she was a graduate and she came and we did a session in person a couple times, but she came into me for the healing and she said to me, she's healed herself from this in the past. So she knew she could do it already and that she just wanted the extra support. And she, I had a bottle of wine. It was mine. She didn't bring it with her. And I had her smell it while I was doing, you know, the first part of the healing. And so, yeah, I did. And, you know, I think she came twice for the healing. And she was able to clear it up, but she was so motivated and really determined. And she had done it a few times in the past already. So I think it had been like 10 years since she had had a drink and she kind of slipped and stuff.
I think also there's a question here of danger and ethics and legality. If somebody's a heroin addict, you know, I don't think you want them showing up with a bag of heroin. First of all, if they have a bag of heroin, you're on a slippery slope already. And certainly, but so I don't think you should have anything illegal. Right. I don't think you should have the drugs. You know, I don't think you smell a bag of heroin. I think you got to rely at that point on imagination or something, you know, even if you had some of the other stuff like a spoon or maybe a pin. I wouldn't even want to have a pin because it's illegal to possess them, you know? So I think you want to be legal, and I don't think you want to put the person in a position of danger to themselves with that. So I think you have to, if it's a bag of potato chips, you know, that's a different story.
Or like marijuana because it's legal in Massachusetts or whatever, you know, right?
Right.
I don't even know. That would be a good question.
But I mean, if you're doing the addiction healing and somebody comes in with marijuana and says they want healing from the addiction, and then they want to take it with them when they leave, you know, it's weird. Like a bad sign.
Yeah.
So that would be a good question for Reese because I think.
Yeah, you know, I agree.
Yeah. Betty Ann asked, what is the best technique or tool to use if your will is strongly wanting it for them?
Then I don't think you should.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do it. You should get someone else to do it. Definitely not.
Like, is that you want it more than, you want them to lose the addiction more than they want to lose the addiction? That's, don't get in that spot.
No, don't do it. Someone else would need to do it with them and they would need to want to do it.
And like when I was a student, we did do this healing. We learned it and the program and we focused on, you know, our greatest addiction to like our defense or a negative pleasure. That's what we cleared. We didn't go into the other. I mean, some people did food, you know, we had a snack table at the time back then and, you know, they would bring cookies in or whatever, but it wasn't anything, you know, like drinking or drugs or anything like that. It was, you know, cause we're all addicted to our biggest defense and we all have our biggest negative pleasure. So that's kind of the focus of what we had when I was a student. Yeah.
And I think Martha, I don't think yours was a question. I think it was just that statement that we are also addicted to our defenses. And Suzanne, Suzanne's asking if he's doing this at the summer retreat. I do think that that is one of the healings, but we can certainly find out.
And we can ask him. I mean, again, you guys are the first class that's really wanted this in a different way. And so I think that tomorrow, if we ask him, I don't know if I just don't know where he is sort of in the bandwidth, but I think that he really could do another video and have someone on the table and walk you through it and do an introduction that was better put together than what we were able to piece together. So we can ask him to do that. I'm sure he'll say yes. I just think the question of when that will happen and how to get it to happen, I think we'll need to sort of stay on him, but I think they could do that. And yes, Suzanne, I think we should definitely ask about the retreat. But you guys, I mean, it's sort of supply and demand. You're definitely demanding this in a different way.
I have a few more questions here. Jane says, was confused about choosing the defense. What's the thing about using the defense of the secondary profile? I'm not.
Well, our biggest addiction is our defense. And that's what keeps us from being in our core. I mean, that's a great question. And like, I think I had an aha moment in my third year. It's like, oh my gosh, like that's my biggest addiction, even though we talk about it throughout the program, but that's what keeps us from being us because it wasn't safe.
And I think he talked about it in the video. He said, don't pick the defense of your main profile necessarily. Don't just pick that by default. Oh, yeah. Like I'm a charismatic leader, but my defense, like the defense I use is people pleaser. Right, I spent my whole life as a people pleaser. I was not an enforcer at all. So that's important. So that was his point. Like if you're gonna work on your defense, make sure you're working on the defense you use all the time. And it's not necessarily the defense of your core profile. It could be any, it could be rule keeper, right? And KA could be neither your primary or your secondary, and you could still be a rule keeper in defense primarily. Yeah. So that was his point there.
Yeah.
And then Archana has a question. I have a question about building the bones, lymph, et cetera, up. Can I speak that question? I'm not, do you want to unmute yourself?
Yep. Yeah, it's hard to explain in the writing. So he said at some point we were sending the indigo down after we had done the balance of the sixth inside the brain balance. We're sending the indigo and we're bringing the orange up. And then he was building up from from the core of the cells and the bones and the lymph and the skin and the whole features. How was he building that with the indigo light?
So you basically imagine like they're their template and you're rebuilding them. And so what I would do, and I think I remember him explaining this, so you imagine that you have the template in front of you and you see just their bones and you see all their bones starting to form as if they're rebirthing themselves, kind of. And you see all the nerves starting to come in. You know, you just hold that intention if you can't see it. And you just rebuild it, you know, until you get to their the fullness of who they are in a human body without the addiction. I think that's what the basis of it is to go back and rebuild them and have it be recreated where there is no addiction there any longer in their system and hold that intention. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but so it was immediately after sending the indigo. So that's the next step. You're not building it using the indigo light.
Yes, you're doing that at the same time. You're doing the indigo and then the orange,
mm-hmm.
but they can see it and feel it.
Yeah.
Through.
Oh, so you're doing that simultaneously with rebuilding their whole template.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe so. That would be another good question, Farisa.
That would make more sense, actually.
Yeah.
So they can see themselves and feel themselves in that new template.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Amy.
Yeah, thank you so much, Amy.
Thanks, Amy.
And we'll get some of those questions answered. And tomorrow when Reese is with us, we can ask some more questions if have him go over it as well.
Okay. Everybody stand up, do 3 jumping jacks, and then we're going to do the next thing.
Can we take a break? I need a bio break. 2 minutes.
Yeah, a real short break because we're going to start running late here. Maybe 5 minutes.
See Robin, can you give me host? Minutes. Can you give me host back, Robin? Because I'm not sure. Really, Francine, can you give me the host back?
Robin, you do have it.
I think you do have it, Robin.
Robin has it.
Done.
Okay. Robin, I know that.
Now she made Ellen the host. So Ellen's now the host.
Okay, no, I gotta make you the host.
Okay.
How do we do that? Security?
She's gonna go
the little 3 little buttons next to my name.
Got it.
It's the Zoom toss game. Toss the host.
Hold on.
Sorry, all I saw was LMT3 and didn't look at Ellen versus Arden, and I apologize.
I don't have it. Show me where.
Okay. Robin, I'll go show her, but I took a screenshot of my phone. Do you want me to put that up when you're explaining it?
10, 3, 4, 5.
I have participants.
Yes.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Where am I? Oh, up there. I got you.
19, 20. Yeah. Because. I did 20. That's when.
Boy, do I have garlic breath.
I need a nap break.
Oh, that's funny.
Ellen, can you see that on the screen?
Yeah, but it's confusing. Why don't you just... It would be better if you could just show your phone.
That sounds like Yvonne.
I could share my phone screen.
Yes.
I don't know how to do that.
The words on the bottom.
So if I'm whispering to Ellen, then you guys can read what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's typing out what you're saying on the bottom of the screen.
I know.
No.
You can be in a lot of trouble doing this. I actually was teaching. I have to have this on closed captioning when I'm teaching. It's required.
So funny.
And I was on a break and I was talking to my wife. And even if you have it on mute, it actually takes this.
Oh, God.
So I was actually talking about the people in my class and was writing it on the screen.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, I didn't say anything bad, but it was very scary.
Oh, wow. Good to know.
Can you stop hearing your screen for a second?
Yeah.
This ends at 5:30.
Yes. Robin, are you asking what time we end? We end around 5:30 today. Well, then we go back to Reese's room. This room ends at 5:30.
Really?
Supposedly we're back to Reese for a half an hour.
3:15 to 4:45 is our class. Then 5 to 5:30 is the full school. Unless that's different.
Good question. Mine says 5:15, so okay. Maybe we split the difference.
No problem. I just don't know who has garlic breath.
Me too.
Lillian? I know you wanted those questions, honey. I'm going to post, Amy put the healing up earlier, and I'm going to repost it in the chat. So if you're able to open up the chat window and just copy that, that'll give you that. And for anyone else who wants it, the PDF for the healing. And Amy, thank you for putting that up.
I think it's also available on the student site, like the crystal bowl download.
I'm going to tell you, everything. I think that's confusing.
Yes, it is.
Something to Ellen.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Take it down.
What are you doing?
Robin, the schedule is we're supposed to finish the what do you want meditation at 4, by 4.
Right, that I have, yes.
Start work until 5,
right.
And then back with Reese from 5 to 5:30.
Isn't that funny? Because my schedule says 5:15.
Mine says 5:15
okay,
also.
Right. 4 okay. to 5 is chart work, and then 5:15 to 6 is Reese.
Yeah. Robin, do you want this slide up or not?
Put it up. It's fine.
Okay.
Is everybody back?
Yeah.
All right. All right, so for tomorrow, for graduation, we actually wanted to do this really cool thing that we discovered, or that Ard discovered, where you all get to see how, like, one word of what everybody thinks of you. So we'll put it on a screen. But in order to make sure that everybody understands how to use that for tomorrow, we're going to run through a trial of this today. So this is why we said you will need your cell phone. So if everybody has their cell phone, we need you to have your cell phone out right now. If you don't have it, grab it, because we're going to need you to be able to text and create a new text message. So get everybody, grab your cell phones.
I don't know how to do that.
You don't know how to create a new text message?
Nope.
Okay. Do you have an iPhone or do you have an Android?
iPhone.
Okay. So in your iPhone, go to Messages. And in the corner of your screen, there's a blue circle with a looks like paper and writing on it. Does everybody know how to create a new text message? Is everybody there?
Yes.
Okay. So if you've created a new text message, in the space where it says 2, you're going to type the numbers 37607. This is on your screen currently. So where it says 2, 37607.
37607.
Yep, 37607. And what will pop up is it'll look just like the screen here where it says 376-07. You want to click on that. So tap it.
Oh, you want to have a dash before this?
Yeah, screen. It'll put the dash in. That's an automatic thing that happens. Okay.
Dash in mine.
And so,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm
stuck.
Where are you stuck?
I mean, I know how to send messages, but
it all went away.
I'm stuck.
Okay, so where? So did you? So go to the place where you create a new text message. Do you have an iPhone, Lillian?
Yeah.
Okay, so in your messages, go to messages.
Okay.
All right, and in messages, on the top of your screen, next to where the word messages, there's a blue circle.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Okay, so tap that blue circle. Perfect. Okay, and now it should say two. Once you tap that.
Oh yes. Okay.
And then in that where it says two, type the numbers 376-07.
And then push return, and then the dash mark will come up.
Wait, I'm sorry, my eyes are really.
That's okay.
Okay, so I just did 376. 37607.
Yep.
And then what do I do?
Is underneath it? It hit return.
Yeah.
Return. Okay.
Yep. Hit return. Okay. So your screen should have now a new message. It's blank. There's nothing in it.
Does it say two?
It shouldn't say two anymore. It should just be. It'll say 2376-07. That's all it should say.
Yeah.
Okay. In the body of the text message, in the body where it says where you're going to type, you're going to type this, A. O'Donnell, 210. All one word, it doesn't matter capitals or not.
A. O'Donnell and what?
210.
Okay.
You guys can see it on the screen. Just type my first, last name, and then.
And then just hit the green up arrow.
I'm sorry, I am totally lost. I tried to step outside and be on the Zoom, and I don't know where we're supposed to be typing that in and what app.
Into a text message. Open your text messages.
So, Adrian, open a text message.
I don't have them enabled on my computer.
No, on your phone.
So you want to be on your phone, Adrian?
Oh, separately. Okay.
Separately. That totally separate on your phone, not understand. Your computer.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm typing in what?
You're typing in the two section. 376-07.
Yeah, got it.
And then hit return. And then in the body of the text message, A. O'Donnell, 210. Oh,
got it.
And then enter, and then send it. And you should get a message back that says, you have been accepted to Arden O'Donnell's session. Did everybody get that message back?
No. No.
Who says no?
Very good.
I said no.
Okay. Did you send the message to A. O'Donnell 210?
First of all, I have an Android phone, and I can't get the numbers because I don't have.
It will automatically happen, Gail. If you just type 376-07 and enter, it will automatically put the dash in.
Hey, Robin, it's Kate.
Yeah.
So,
where am I putting it?
Can I just try something with this? A different way of saying it. I'm not suggesting that I'm better than you are, but I
go for it.
This is how I do my email, and people can't get it. All you're going to do is open up like you're going to text me, Kate, and instead of putting my name in where you normally put my name, you just put the number. And then the message you're going to send me is A. O'Donnell 210. So it's literally like you're sending a text message
to a
person, but the person is a number.
And then once you've done that, the next text you should send is, you should be able to see my thing, just type your name and then hit send.
What about polleverywhere.com?
Ignore it. That's what we're doing. That's the message that came back to you.
Right.
I don't know.
And just type your first name. When you type it, just type your first name.
And where?
In the text message.
I thought we were supposed to type O'Donnell 210.
Yeah, once you've typed A. O'Donnell 210 session,
you hit return.
You hit return
and then you'll automatically be in this poll.
You'll
then you
automatically
put your
this.
Name. And the more times you type your name, the bigger it gets.
It's like the special knock to get you into the speakeasy.
Been talking at a time.
No, you're fine. You don't have to do anything else. You're done.
If your name is on there, you're done, and you never have to do this again.
Yeah, exactly.
My name's not on there.
Yeah, but if you want your name big, you just keep going.
Right, exactly.
Return after your name.
It's so cool.
You hit return after your name?
Yes, yeah. You do hit return after your name and
like
send.
You're sending a text message. So yep. Once you've enabled this, you'll send a text message to this poll everywhere. You never have to put my name in it again.
I know. Oh my God, Jody, I want to get bigger than you.
Ah, shit, I'm not in there.
Yeah, I can't get my name in.
All right, so anybody who's having a problem with this, because we actually, the grads are coming in a few minutes. So if you're having a problem with this, at the end of the day, let's the three or four of us stay on, and we will figure this out together. Okay.
So this is what we're going to do tomorrow, during our part of the graduation. We're going to do this, and we'll have someone's name. So each of you will have your name up there. So like Jody, since hers is the middle, one of us will be typing your name over and over and over. So it's the biggest one. And then each of you guys is going to think of one word that reminds you of Jody. And then you're going to put it in. And so we're going to have a bunch of words, your name and a bunch of words that people think of about you. And then we're going to save it. And then we'll email it to you. And then you can print it out and do all those things. But that's why we're practicing it today. And that's why we want to make sure everyone.
Going down.
What? Exactly.
They're fighting on who gets, yeah.
So if you aren't getting this yet, we will stay and make sure you get it. But we just want to make sure everyone gets it. Once you've
Andrew's activated not in there. This,
so I'm going to move to the next. So hold on. I'm going to go to the next. So it's like we're going to go to someone else. So if I, hold on, go this.
Never. We're not stopping.
So if I go to the next one down here. One word you feel about Zoom. So I'm going to activate this one.
6:30.
I'm going to activate this. And now, you guys were doing it. But now put one word you think about Zoom. See if that works.
I'm listening to something.
So I hit it. I didn't go in.
No? Okay.
Oh, it did. Yeah, I put fine. It's there.
Okay. Oh, shoot. Then I just deactivated it. I'm practicing myself.
Okay. Here. Okay, on try these that. Polls, you can only put single words, not two words. You can't put, like, your first name and last name or very fun. It can only be one-word responses.
Are we supposed to do this again?
No, you're just practicing. Oh. What I was trying to show you is you don't – once you've activated this once, you should always be able to text that number and you'll be in my polls. So, okay.
Disconnect. Showed up, I think.
Dale, you got it. Woo!
Yeah. Now we'll put a capital G.
I see it. I have no idea why I'm not on there.
They're all small letters, Gail.
They're all small.
Okay.
It says that I'm on, but I don't see my name there.
Well, we did take the names down. So your name may have been on there before, but we took your name down.
I cleared it so that everyone could try again.
Yeah.
So if we clear responses, I can clear. Okay. So I think that's good. Is that...
Yep.
Okay. All right.
So where's guys Andrew? Are Andrew's cool. Not here.
So we'll have
Andrew
to sort of
of
walk
all
Andrew
people through. Can figure this out.
Exactly. That's not an issue for Andrew.
And there is an app. I mean, there's other ways you can do it, but this is the easy.
Who is that?
Ellen.
Who wrote that?
Ellen.
I did not write that. Yes, you did.
I wrote something similar.
Okay. Right, you guys. Cut right. out.
You can't there. God, nobody.
Let's definitely keep it PG-13.
Okay. Why? That's so PG-13. You could have sex on there and it would
don't
be
make me pull this lunch bus over.
Okay. All right.
Things, people.
All right. So anyway, that's what we're doing tomorrow. We just wanted to make sure if you didn't get it or you want to try it again later, we'll give you a chance to be able to try it again. Okay.
Yeah. For some reason, mine wouldn't activate. I kept pressing, but it wasn't even like,
okay.
It was pressing.
So we'll help whoever wants to do it.
All right, thanks.
Later,
absolutely.
Now, Robin, are you next?
Well, I think we need to wait for the grads. They're supposedly joining us.
Some of them are here.
Are they all here?
Some Bill. Hi.
Joyce. I see Joyce.
Nice.
Jonathan. Deb.
Okay. I think it's okay.
Are we good?
So, I think I'm going to stop this recording and then I'm going to start again.
Hi, Joe.